Tim Ridley Show.
36 minutes past the hour. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM 146. It is time for my friend Jackie McManus for Attention Retention. And Jackie will be asking for your feedback on resolutions concerning driver interests and issues. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you this morning?
Doing great. Excited to be on this morning.
Yeah, good to have you back. It's been a while, hasn't it? Seems like it anyway.
It feels like it has. It's only been 4 weeks, but I was just thinking that this morning. I was like, it's only been 4 weeks, but it feels like it's been months. So,
it certainly does.
Time is flying, but also, yeah, standing still at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you always have some great results from, well, I shouldn't say results, reviews from your surveys from the companies that you work with, and also asking for our help in terms of answering, mm-hmm. Questions to what keeps you with your company or what drew you to your company. But do you have anything new in terms of what's going on and what the concerns are with the companies that you're working with now?
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, it's so great when the drivers call in and I'm able to speak to the drivers about exactly, what's keeping them, what's retaining them at their current carrier. What are trucking companies that are doing, what are they doing that's right? Or what are trucking companies doing that's making some of these drivers move so quickly? The biggest thing that's top of mind right now for a lot of carriers is, how do we not only recruit these drivers, but how do we retain our drivers? And there's really been an emphasis on the driver overall well-being for a lot of our trucking companies, on how do we make, our relationships better with the shippers? How do we make more competitive pay and pay our drivers for, when they're waiting at our shippers? And how do we keep our drivers with our company? So as always, it's great to hear from the drivers, hear exactly what companies are doing, and highlight some of the good stories to see, so that other carriers could take some of the best practices and bring it back to the driver. Because right now it's really not it's not about getting new folks. I mean, it's not getting new folks in the industry, but it's about retaining current drivers in the workforce. And companies now are really brainstorming and really trying to figure out ideas to find out exactly what's the best method to retain all of their drivers.
You hit on something, Jackie, in terms of time spent at shippers and receivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been a really hot button right there. And if companies could minimize that. I know when I was in management, we were always at the table, trying to figure out ways to limit the time waiting
yep.
at the docks. And they would always turn to me because I was a former driver and to ask, how does it feel? What goes through your mind when you're just held up? What do you think about the company at that time? What do you think we could do to help, to minimize that? And one of the things that we went to was first of all, going to the companies and having our salespeople talk with the companies and myself included, mm-hmm. Going out and talking, what can mm-hmm. you do to facilitate, to get these drivers, get our drivers out in a timely manner? What can we do to help that? And so some of the places we started dropping trailers, we told them, well, look, what if we drop trailers, and let you load them when you can get to them, and then you call us when they are loaded or when you think you'll have them loaded. So anyway, there are various ways that companies can do it. So, and I know the best people to ask on this and to talk about, the feeling of waiting and
yeah.
waiting and waiting are our drivers. We're going to open up the phone lines at 615-292-6366. Is that a determining point for you to leave a company because of the wait time, at their customers, you know, that their shippers and the customers of the shippers and receivers that they use. So is that, does that determine whether you stay with the company or not? Because that's, it's aggravating. It really is aggravating. And then it's eating up your time. And then, you know, even back when we were on paper logs, that's what I was on, paper logs, you would be up all day, you know, you would have already unloaded that morning, deadhead to get the next load. And then you're up all day and half the night trying to get loaded. And then you have to run once you get loaded to get to the next place. So it's aggravating.
Yeah, and it's you know, I guess the beauty of social media these days, I guess the silver lining of all that is that there are forums now where truckers are speaking amongst each other, which I think is beautiful, and, you know, letting companies know exactly, hey, listen, we're not with your company anymore as a collective because of these reasons. And what I'm finding now is that we partner with a lot of the trucking companies out there that are trying to do the right thing, that are going to their shippers, they're having those conversations, they're having those hard conversations for their drivers, because their freight won't move without the drivers, right? And so they need to figure out, right now a lot of carriers, their backs are against the wall and figuring out what are the best solutions for our drivers so that we can retain them. And the biggest piece is, you know, limiting the weight, limiting the time that they're at the shippers. And so you're finding, you know, and it seems like that happened, you know, when you were a driver, but even now, I feel like just since I've been in the industry for the last 15 years, now more than ever, a lot of carriers are really strategically going to shippers to say, hey, listen, we won't be able to move this point if we can't hurry up, you know, hurry up for our drivers, because we're going to lose them, right? And so I think that, you know, sometimes there has to be some of that, you know, negative to get a positive, but I feel like we're finally having those conversations, and shippers are actually understanding that because of the huge amount of supply chain shortages that are out in the industry today.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, our number is 615-292-6366. We're going to pull over for a break. We have Jackie McManus with us on Attention Retention, and we'll be back in just a bit. We'll head to the phone lines on the other side of these messages. Tim Ridley on SiriusXM. Jackie McManus is with us. This is Tim Ridley on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Jackie, you want to throw that question, those questions out once again before we head to the phone lines?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to know from drivers out there, you know, what's keeping them at their current trucking company, and, you know, how long they've been in the industry. So I'd love to hear from the drivers on what's been keeping them at their current trucking company and how long they've been in the industry.
All right, let's head to Seldom Seen is the first in line this morning. Seldom Seen, good morning, and you're live on air with Jackie.
Good morning, brother man. How you doing?
Doing great, brother. How about you?
Hey, trying to live a dream. Good morning, Miss Jackie.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I've been listening to Tim for a long, long time. Actually, back in the day, I even ran around a truck once or twice, and he is in it. I've been out here since 1981, and company driver, owner, and then as an owner-operator, not a lease operator, as someone that went out and bought the money, paid the, you know what, as an owner-operator. And what I see... What I see, and I'm not going to take up a lot of time because there's a lot of smarter people than me who want to get on this line, but one thing that I see every day, I mean, when I say I drove truck for many years, I lived in the truck and ran every day. Tim knows back in the day we had loose leaf log. We had a brand new log book every day.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So... You know, in the 90s when we started trucking schools, I guess that's when they were started, about somewhere in the had pride in and had faith in that would treat and teach you. And the only time that you didn't, you got a new trainer, is if there was personal things that y'all just couldn't get along or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you went with people with experience. And then things changed, and then they started having people that didn't even know what in the heck trucking was about train other drivers.
Mm.
And now you've got, and a lot of big companies did that. So you're never going to change that cycle. We're already in it as a country. We're in it. Nobody talks to anybody anymore. Nobody talks on the CB, and the CB is not the biggest thing. The only time they turn that CB on is when there's an accident, you know? That's about the only time. But in my personal belief, if you want to get, we sold out in 19, sold our company, and I tinkered around, and a friend of mine asked me to come over and work for him. I've been here since November of 19 with him. And there's one thing that he has always done to the 17 drivers he has. He's always treated them with respect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how the world was going that day for him. It was always with respect. You know, that is the difference.
It is, yep.
And if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Mm-hmm.
As a driver and as a company.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's just the respect part of it. You know, I understand they send salesmen in to find out what's wrong with the issues at the dock. Wrong person to send in. Send in the dispatcher. Mm-hmm. Send in the man that's got his driver sitting there all day.
Mm-hmm.
Send in somebody that matters. For one, the driver will respect them a lot more. Respect is a two-way street, and it's only going to ever change if we start respecting. I mean, now we got people out here that don't even respect themselves in their truck. Look how they get out at shippers and receivers.
Right.
Respect is a domino effect, and respect is the only thing that will ever change trucking. Because there's always, every day, there's too many people coming into it, and too many people leaving, and you have a vicious cycle that will never change. And if we just start with respect.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like, really, and I appreciate that really, it seems like the basic fundamentals of just, you know, human to human. But it is a lot of what we do talk about with carriers. It's just the difference is having that respect with the communication. It automatically builds trust. And how do you keep that cycle going within your organization?
Absolutely. Yep. And seldom seen. Yep. You mentioned earlier about people, smart people wanting to get on, but you are one of them as well. So
yes, you are.
Yeah, absolutely. You said a mouthful, my friend, and all so true. You be safe out there. Great talking to you, brother. We'll talk to you later. Let's head to Bo. Bo, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Tim. Morning, Jackie. Entry, I got a comment. I'm Entry with a good-sized company, pretty much a mega carrier. I'm actually running a decent lane for me from Bedford, PA, out to Sumter, Washington, and back. Pretty much, I enjoy it. Pretty much, I'm dropping hook on both ends. But I actually know my route from start to finish everywhere where I'm going to stop and start my days at.
Mm-hmm.
For it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But is that what drew you to that company, because of the type of runs that they have?
Actually, for it, they didn't start this run until I was here for almost close to my 1 year mark. When I came here, I was actually looking at trying to get home more. Other companies, previous company I was with, I was out for 2-3 months just to be able to keep money coming in.
Right.
But with me running this lane, I'm actually doing pretty darn good at it.
And you're happy, right?
Well, I know I got a consistent paycheck.
Yeah, and that makes, again, that makes a difference too, and you're happy, which means that you will stay with the company.
Oh, yeah. I already see myself probably staying here until either I retire or I find something where I can get home every day later down the line.
Well, that's great. It seems like you found your match, and that's really what it comes down to is finding the right carrier that's going to fit your needs and fit your lifestyle of what you're looking to achieve.
Oh, pretty much for it. It's the perfect thing for me. I love my coast-to-coast runs, but I also like to get home a little more, which I'm able to do this on this run.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, Bo, thank you so much for sharing that with us, brother. Appreciate your call, and you be safe out there.
Yeah,
yep. All right, let's grab Drill Sergeant Don. Drill Sergeant Don, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, everybody. My question is, dealing with the new people coming in, you know, they've tried to pit the picture is so nice and pretty and everything nice and neat and say, okay, here you are, you know, you're getting everything you want plus some within the first year. And all the old guys that worked their buns off and made that company, guess what? They get a sour taste in their mouth because they're not even been in there a year. And they get a brand new truck. They get, you know, a big bonus check. They get 75 cents for a team, you know, to share. So that's the problem. The older drivers, you know, they want stuff too, and they want to be treated fairly. And a lot of companies don't do that. We got to take care of the old dogs, but we got to get the new dogs in first, because if the old dogs leave, the new dogs won't know what to do.
Right. No, and I understand that. I definitely have talked to a lot of companies, and I feel like that's always a really hard balancing act. But, of treating senior drivers and then also, you know, sometimes glamorizing the position, I guess, if you will, for younger drivers to get into this field. So it's how do you maintain the folks that have built the industry, like you said, the folks that have been in it for, you know, years, and then also bring in new people to the industry and keep that healthy balance so that everyone feels rewarded. And back to what the caller just said earlier, feels rewarded and feels respected.
Yeah, I mean, respect means a lot, and, you know, I'm not saying my company is in this category, but what I've seen other people talk about, and I can relate to it, you know what I mean? I can see it, and but the biggest thing is they don't do it, and the way that trucking is going to start be changing in the near future with dealing with other vehicles and how they plan to do things, you know, pretty soon it's going to be totally changed, and what we're going to do then, you know, you know, we still got to get stuff to the table, we still got to get it to the store, we got to get it to the warehouse. You know, and if you got a 2-3 million, 5 million mile driver, you got to respect them.
That's right.
Listen.
Well, Drill Sergeant Don, we got to get out of here, brother, but thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you. And
thank
Jackie,
you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you as well.
Time.
This segment just flew by, didn't it?
It always does. We'll talk to you next month. Thank you so much, Tim, for having us.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next month,
right,
Jackie.
Bye-bye.